Well, let's start by saying that the question of our nation's infrastructure is maybe it is one of the most important questions about our country's economic future. We have a $2 trillion deficit in 20th century infrastructure, according to the American Society of Civil Engineers, which is, you know, roads and bridges and so forth that have been allowed to decay and not been kept up, maintained, or replaced sometimes when their useful life ends. And then we have another deficit that's growing rapidly in 21st century infrastructure, the public goods of the future that our international competitors are very rapidly building out. And this is everything from a smart electrical grid to high-speed rail universal broadband access, low-carbon energy production facilities, the stuff the future will be made of. Now, $4 trillion, the AFL-CIO thinks that infrastructure need in our country is close to the same size as our old-fashioned infrastructure deficit. This is an enormous amount of investment we need to make if we're going to be a competitive economy in the future. And if we make that investment, we will be in a position to be competitive in the long run internationally, and B, we will put a lot of people to work, which we desperately need to do as a country. We have an 11 million job hole in our economy because of the economic disaster that Wall Street caused. And we're not doing a very good job at filling that hole. And it's particularly bad in communities of color, where real unemployment rates are in double digits. And for youth, unemployment rates are really at catastrophic levels in much of our country, and again, particularly among communities of color. But there's no guaranteeing that that we will create good jobs in infrastructure unless we make it so. Without labor standards and without the right to organize, infrastructure jobs can be essentially jobs, you know, without benefits, dead end jobs, and the like that don't provide the sort of ladder to the middle class they should. So there's really two issues here when you talk about how do we get good jobs into communities that are desperate for them. And the first is making the decision to make the public investment. And then the second piece is making sure that those jobs actually are good jobs, where workers have rights, and where people can build middle-class lives with those jobs.